Fine Dining, the search for the most mediocre restaurant in America, is a podcast where comedian Michael Ornelas is traveling the country, eating at all chain restaurants in search of the perfectly average 5.0 out of 10 dining experience, the objective middle threshold of where bad becomes good. Friend of the Doughboys, Marissa Pinson and John Glover were the most recent guests as they reviewed Costco's Food Court. It's a two-part episode that covers everything from discontinued menu items to how many Costco hot dogs they could fit in their mouths. Damn, I wish I was on that episode. I'd crush that. Head over to linktree.com/finediningpodcast, FINEDININGPODCAST, and click B's giveaway to enter a giveaway for an all expenses paid trip to your local Applebee's, the current front runner for the most mediocre restaurant in America at 5.02 out of 10 for you and up to three of your friends. And you could watch or listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Enter by May 1st, and the winner will be announced on the May 8th episode. Disclaimer, $50 will be provided for transportation along with a $200 Applebee gift card. I love doing those fast read disclaimer things. Go give Fine Dining a listen, the search for the most mediocre restaurant in America.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
What's up, shitheads? We've got an ad for you real quick before we get to more of me spewing on and on. This is not an ad, though. I fucking love Mack Weldon underwear, man. I'm currently wearing them now for a number of different reasons. They're antimicrobial, so they stink less after long uses, which is maybe not an issue for a lot of my listeners, but certainly an issue for Uncle Gabrus over here, who's out running around hustling buns from audition to audition, failing miserably at everything. They fit me, which is a thing that's hard for guys my size. So if you're a big dude, the double XLs are fitting, and they still look stylish. They're not like you're just wearing a tarp around your genitals. The sweatpants that they sell there, the double XL sweatpants, they are joggers, so they're like a little tapered on the leg, and as a giant man, I get to wear them out in public, and they're not too grossly tight. As a matter of fact, they're my flying pants, because they look a little stylish, but they are very comfortable. They don't read as sweats. So I'm saying get on MackWeldon.com, order yourself some underwear, some t-shirts, some briefs, boxers, whatever your thing is, they've got it all. Great sock collection if you're into cool socks. That's MackWeldon.com/mighty, or just put in promo code mighty when you're checking out. That's me. So I can get, you know, they know that you're doing this shit on my behalf. One last thing, if you order a pair of underwear and hate it, you can email them and they will refund you and you get to keep the underwear. So at minimum, buy yourself a pair of underwear, use the promo code MIGHTY, and if you don't like the underwear, let them know, get your $17, $16 back, whatever it is after my discount, and then get the fuck out of there. Who cares? You got a free pair of underwear out of it, and you find out, but and maybe you do like it, and I think you will, you'll buy 25 more pairs. Whatever. Enough talking about underwear. Let's start talking about the Marvel Cinematic Universe, where everyone wears their underwear on the outside. Mack Weldon, promo code MIGHTY. What's up, shitheads? Welcome back to another episode of High and Mighty. It's me, your host, John Gabrus, the number one fuckboy. The number one fuckboy. The number one fuckboy. Yo, what's up? It's the number one fuckboy. Oh, got racist at the end there. What's up, all my little number two fuckboy and fuckgirls out there in fuckland? All right, we set the Goodfellas record for cursing in an intro to a fucking podcast. Now I'm just casually cursing. Enough about me. We'll get to me plenty more throughout the entire podcast. My guest today is friend, comedian, writer, nerd, Mark Rennie. Mark, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me. Was that like reggaeton?
Yeah, I tried to get reggaeton in the. I tried to get reggaeton in the beginning of it. Get a little closer to the mic, because
oh, okay, you're practically swallowing it.
Yeah, and I'm screaming. So
you're screaming. We could probably use one mic. I'd be in the other room on it, and you'd be fine upstairs.
Oh, that would be an ideal podcast for me if my guest didn't come and I just got to scream sure. for an hour into the microphone.
Sure,
Mark. When we wanted to do an episode about the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah.
I mean, I could do countless comic book themed episodes and get more and more specific. But I thought maybe we should do one that's like a big zoom out and we'll hit the MCU for a little bit. And when I had that idea to this podcast, I had the idea to have you on. You pitched this idea.
That's true. You're so smart like that, though. You're a curator.
I'm a curator. I'm like, hey, what do you want to talk to me about? I'm not even doing anything on this podcast anymore.
No.
Mark, I like you. Well, give me an excuse to talk for an hour.
Great.
Perfect. Before we get into talking about MCU hits and misses, do's and don'ts, favorites and not favorites, toasts and boasts, roasts and boasts and toasts, let's get into read a couple of reviews of High and Mighty, the podcast itself. As always, if you go on iTunes, go search High and Mighty, rate me 5 stars, and then roast me in the comments, and I will read your comments on air. So as long as you give me 5 stars, you can say whatever the fuck you want to me.
Why not a 1-star one?
Because I want 5 stars.
Oh, but I'm just, like, are there real 1-star reviews?
I have 2 1-star reviews. Oh. But I'm all about...
You're positive.
Yeah. I'm not going to read those reviews.
Just curious.
Just give me a... but you can, so this person says, Mac the Whackness says, new logo looks like a gorilla on a tropical acid trip. It is a picture of me, so I think I'll take that as a roast.
That's positive.
It's a positive. I mean, it's an upgrade from what I normally look like.
The last one, you were like screaming.
Yeah, that's true. That one was a little more like...
it was in your face.
Apropos.
It was in your face.
Just like my style of comedy. Mm-hmm. All right, so here's from Philip Ungerman. I'm about to throw up onto the mic. Don Graybris uses this show to binge on Taco Bell for an hour and get so-called friends to help him enable his horrible life-damaging habits. When he's not heavy breathing after hoovering down 2 to 3 pounds of subprime meat, fake cheese, and 3 times the amount of recommended daily sodium, he's pretending to understand when his guests talk about Umberto Eco, various religious sects, and the ethics of prank comedy as he gleefully puts his ignorance on every possible level on display for all to see as a badge of Trump-like honor, a specific type of hubris that could only be born from a 30-something man child who inconceivably touts his Long Island upbringing as if that's something of which he should be ashamed and embarrassed. This Bloodsport episode is pretty chill. 5 stars.
Oh, it goes positive at the end.
Normally I don't read if you have a really long review, but I was waiting for a period to come up to stop, and there was not one.
It was really a diarrhea of the mouth.
Yeah, this was a real fucking Ginsberg moment, or a Kerouac. I don't know anything about books.
The acid wore off at the end.
Josh Garbus is terrible. This is from a user whose name is 123-134-2342.
So it's a robot. Skynet hates you.
Even the robots hate me. Ever wonder what that guy that plays intern Gino from Comedy Bang Bang is like in real life? Me neither. But he is basically is intern Gino, just sadder because he's twice the age and weight of that character. That said, every episode is a delight. 5 stars.
That was good. I like.
There's a real good pattern of people tagging it with 5 stars at the end. I kind of saying 5 stars.
I feel like they want you to know, but really, we still like you. You know what I mean? They're playing the game, but they want to make sure.
They're like, but for real, I'm a fan.
But for real, I'm
in. Yeah.
You forget.
Here's a good one, and this will be the last one, and we'll get into it. As famously, it's what I say 3 times before we get into it. This is from King Duncan 42.
Like Dunkin' Donuts?
No, like Duncan Sheik.
Oh, that other
Duncan.
Duncan Hines.
Oh, yeah, that's better. And it's the title of his review is High and Mighty Drinking Game.
Oh,
maybe this could be good. All right. Drink whenever, one, Gabris explains that he didn't mean to call himself the number one fuckboy, but continues to do it. 2, Gabris interrupts his guest to tell his own story.
Yep.
3, Gabris mentions his daddy issues, rugby, Long Island, or uses the word jacked to describe a guy he admires. 4, Gabris says something along the lines of, I have a really embarrassingly tiny penis, I'm really fat, you guys, or gay bears love me. Those are all direct quotes. I just say bears love
me. Yeah, I don't think gay is understood.
Yeah. Straight bears homophobe. Like me less.
Yeah.
5, there is a completely off-topic tangent, Gabris laughs at his own joke, or there is an extended riff on bodily fluids or laughable homoeroticism. Oh, he's really right. Finish your drink if, 1, there is a mention of Taco Bell outside a regular Taco Bell episode, 2, a guest succeeds in finishing their own story, 3, the guest is a heterosexual female, 4, you worry.
You the listener worry?
Yeah. If you're worried, if at any point you get worried during the podcast, finish your drink. I think that's a good rule. I think that's a really good rule.
Yeah, if you're worried, maybe you need a little drink. Take the edge off.
Take a sip.
It's just a podcast. You'll be fine.
We should come up with. I should come up with an official high and mighty drinking game.
That one's not bad.
Yeah. Hey, how about this, listeners? Tweet at me with hashtag high and mighty drinking game if you guys want to come up with some rules of what things that would happen on the podcast that you need to take a sip. So, classically, you'd be looking for, like, things I do often or things my guests do often or shit that always manages to come up on the podcast.
Calling out your own racism.
Calling out Mark.
Sorry.
You know me too well. It's okay to be racist as long as right after you go.
Hey, I was really racist.
That was pretty racist.
Right, guys? Boy, I really lit that cross on fire.
To be honest, that is like a true belief of mine. I'm like, as long as you know you're being racist. I'm only really racist for fun.
So many racists aren't self-aware. If only they were more plugged in.
See, I don't
study Buddhism for once, yo.
I don't actually have any hate towards any races, but it's really fun to mock people's races and genders and ethnicities and stuff.
Well, because it's more about like culture, and like every culture has their own like peccadillos,
yeah, like
and
making,
like things are different.
Making fun of skateboarders as much as I like making fun of Vietnamese.
Exactly,
that's an insane comparison. Very similar stereotypes in the two parties. Yeah,
there's always Vietnamese grinding curbs.
All right, enough talk about racism, and let's talk about the character Black Panther. Let's get into the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
All right.
So you're a lifelong comic reader.
I've seen, yes.
Yes, and I'm a lifelong comic reader with, you know, some obvious gaps in my history, like when I went to college and I stopped reading comics for 4 years. But now I'm back in reading trades. I don't have a Wednesday pull list. Are you a weekly shopper?
No, I did for this last Secret Wars crossover. I read every one of those. That was really fun.
Was it a good run?
It was good.
Do you have them collated in order that I could just borrow them, read them all?
No, there's cats that live in my house and they peed on 4 of the issues. So.
All right, first of all, the way you phrase that, there's cats that live in my house, is an insane sentence. You don't have cats?
They're the guy who owned the owner of the house. They're his cats. They're not my cats.
You're renting from...
I'm renting a room in a house, so I'm doing very well.
I stopped buying comics full time because I'm renting a room in a house that where the cats kind of have run of the place.
They're kind of the landlords.
I have to give a salmon bone to a cat every month.
Yeah, I make my rent out to Freckles.
Oh, that's so exciting. Okay, so I won't borrow the Cat Piss Chronicles.
You sure?
I mean, it wouldn't have stopped me.
But there is one that just came out yesterday. It's C-3PO. There's a standalone C-3PO comic that explains how he got his red arm.
What?
And I'm very excited to read that.
Ooh, this is a right into the... Let's get into that. Let's get into the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
That was your segue from C-3PO?
Yeah, well, because I was like, I genuinely was going to dive in there. I was like, well, we haven't even talked about the Marvel Cinematic Universe. No need to get into C-3PO's red arm. Well, I will be doing a Star Wars episode of this podcast.
Oh, so you gotta.
I gotta. It's a huge part of my life. I can name everyone in the cantina scene, something I'm very proud of.
Wow.
A New Hope, obviously.
Yeah, I think we all know the cantina scene.
Well, there's like a parallel in analog in all of A Force Awakens. There is
was
like,
that a cantina? I did that seemed more like a crash pad.
Or, yeah,
like,
but it still was like felt a lot like the cantina scene.
Because it was like a room in a larger building.
Oh, yeah,
you
maybe,
know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, is it like a pub?
It's like a hotel bar.
Yeah, it was like something you'd see at a Holiday Inn Express.
It was like a...
Mazes.
I slept at a Holiday Inn Express last night. Maz Jobrani or whatever. Wait, that's a stand-up comedian. Maz Jobrani. What is that woman's name? The
Maz something.
Yeah, Maz. Lupita Nyong'o voices her, right?
Yeah, and like is like the motion capture thing.
But isn't she like a little tiny like...
And she's like 26. I thought she looked like a sweet potato.
I thought she honestly looked like a battle armadillo, and I don't know where that reference is coming from. Like a
Ninja
little armadillo,
Turtles or something.
Yeah, like armadillo with like goggles for like battle on.
Yeah,
I don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't
about.
Know.
I didn't get a lot of sleep last night.
That's all right.
All right. Marvel Cinematic Universe. What was our foray into that? So was Spider-Man the first?
No, the official MCU, if that's the ones produced by Marvel,
right.
Is Iron Man.
Right, Iron Man is the first one.
MCU.
We had the X-Men movies, yes. Which were Marvel.
That's not what we consider the Marvel MCU, which right. Earth 1999999, I think. I looked that up yesterday. I remember that.
That's amazing. So comic book movies in general. So when they first started coming out, I remember being so excited. X-Men was my favorite book. It was my favorite I love that cartoon.
Yeah.
That movie came out first, and I was like, this is really exciting. X2 is very good. It's a very good...
That was still the best X-Men movie, I'd say.
Still to date, the best. I like Days of Future Past just for how many people you got to see out of it.
I liked it the first time I saw it, but then the second time I saw it, there's really only two good action sequences, and then, like, this whole timeline doesn't make any sense anymore.
I could not really rewatch it either. It was boring. Like, Colossus is one of my favorite Marvel characters.
Yeah.
So I'm excited when I get to see him, and I hated, like, his death in Days of Future Past.
Oh, yeah, but he's in Deadpool.
He's in Deadpool, and that annoyed the hell out of me, too.
I thought Deadpool was garbage.
I didn't hate Deadpool, but I didn't like Deadpool.
It was all dick jokes. And I love dicks, but I'm like, too many dick jokes.
Don't we all?
Right?
It was pretty good. The action was pretty fun,
but
it contains some of the worst jokes ever made.
He says Audi 5000.
He farts on a woman and says, like, drive by.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I may or may not fuck this old blind woman. Isn't that funny? Leave her alone. Jesus. Such an asshole.
But that all being said, I still did not dislike the movie. And I should. But the action sequence, I'm a big Ryan Reynolds apologist. I've been quoted as
sure, you've been slandered with that.
I lost a number of gigs for how I side with Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
And but again, that's not MCU either.
That is not. That's still the Fox X-Men.
That's the Fox X-Men.
Well, they have Fantastic Four as well.
Oh, God.
So there was hope. They were hoping after that last Fantastic Four movie that there would be a crossover between Fantastic Four and X-Men. And it bombed so bad that they're like,
get Fantastic Four, right?
I don't see why it's so hard. Set it in the 60s.
Right.
Be done with it.
I mean, Marvel, so overall, I think I really enjoy the Marvel movies. They are repetitive. They are starting to feel repetitive.
Yes.
And not all of them are wins, but I would still trust Marvel more than Sony with X-Men and Fantastic Four.
Because right? At least Marvel, I feel like they do honor the characters, but at the same time, they are adapting them for movies.
Yeah.
They're not so beholden to the origins, you know?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Origin stories are just something everyone is tired of now at this point.
Deadpool, I did appreciate the structure.
Yes.
The origin, which I am guessing that is how Doctor Strange is going to be.
Right, you assume that it plays in like.
I think it's going to be like.
Because you can't watch an origin story. Because the boring part of a superhero is when they're a normal person.
The second movie is always the best one.
Right,
because they're. X2, Spider-Man 2.
Right, because they're just. They just have their powers. Especially Spider-Man. They're doing another one. It cannot be an origin story.
No, it cannot.
Yeah,
there's no way.
Deadline tease that Michael Keaton
for the Vulture, I think.
Ooh, Birdman.
I know, is it too weird? It's like a Venn diagram from Batman to Vulture. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
Birdman's in the middle, the
Batman,
overlap.
Birdman, Vulture. Like, he's now, like, a self-fulfilling prophecy. Like,
it's
Birdman
weird, right?
Ended up being the prophecy foretold. You would be a Birdman at some point.
I couldn't get through that. I turned it off after 10 minutes.
Birdman?
Yeah.
Oh, I really enjoyed
it. Anytime you're a movie where you start, you have a movie critic character or like a critic and you're like, critics are stupid.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Because you got a bad review in your last movie. Now like you have this crusade against critics. Get a thick skin.
That reminds me of the movie Chef. Where Jon Favreau opens a restaurant and the critic is like, he's trying to do his own independent thing, but maybe he should stick to big, and it's literally just like a critique of Favreau's career. And it's like, come on, Favreau, this is so transparent.
Right.
In that movie, the critic says like, actually, when he like comes around on his independent choice to like make a Cuban food truck, and he's like, "This is the indie world." So like, Chef itself is the proxy for the food truck in the movie because he's like, "You're just running everything top to bottom, no manager."
Yeah.
And that's Dustin Hoffman plays like a studio executive. He owns the restaurant,
yeah,
and he's more or less a proxy for a studio exec.
Sure.
He's like, People are coming here for a specific reason, and you better give it to them. No change in the menu. Stick to what we... Mm-hmm. And it's like this... And in that movie, Favreau is married to Sofia Vergara, but having an affair with Scarlett Johansson.
Just like real life.
Just like real life. Everything is going... like, and that's supposed to be played like for drama. And I'm like,
yeah.
That is the best situation in the world.
You're doing fine, yeah. Buddy.
Speaking of Jon Favreau, we said Iron Man. What a great...
Look at that intentional segue.
Yeah. I'm a host a bit.
Oh, you're pretty good.
So Iron Man was like the first Marvel cinematic, the first MCU movie.
Yeah, and then it had the post-credits tease
of
that,
Sam Jackson, right?
I'm Nick Fury. I'm here to tell you about the Avengers Initiative.
Yes!
I had no idea that was coming when I saw it in the theater.
I think not a lot of people did, right?
I don't think so.
Buttoned up.
Well, because back, you know, now they're so like du jour,
yeah.
Post-credits
right.
Scenes.
Now you just stay after the credits in every movie and
yeah.
Just hope to see something. Right, was the Luke and thing in Force Awakens, was that after the credits? No. Right?
No, they don't. They didn't do that in Star Wars.
All right, good.
And they didn't do it in Batman v Superman.
They
put their post-credits scene in the middle of the movie, so when the Flash shows up.
Oh, spoiler alert. That's okay.
Oh, sorry.
That's fine.
It's garbage. But like this crazy insane thing happens. There's a wormhole. I'm sorry. It's
spoil
nothing.
Spoiler.
A wormhole opens in front of Bruce Wayne. The Flash comes out and says, "You were right. Lois Lane is the key." Then he disappears and then is never referred to again. There's like still an hour and a half of movie to go.
That's crazy.
I think they're so determined. We're not going to be like what Marvel did.
Right,
so we're going to go the opposite way and put our post-credit scene in the middle of the movie. And like it doesn't work at all.
But it is what Marvel did is now.
Yeah.
Except so now are we supposed to believe that eventually down the line in a Justice League movie, it's going to be Ben Affleck, Henry Cavill, Gal Gadot, and then those two hunks from CW, Flash and Green Arrow?
No. It's a different Flash. It's a movie Flash. He was wearing like his crazy armor. It's a different actor.
Oh.
And it's not Arrow. It's Cyborg. It's Jason Momoa as Aquaman.
Oh, right. I remember that. I can't believe they didn't go with Vinny Chase for Aquaman.
Yeah,
not
I can't
to cross
believe.
Over the Entourage universe with the WB.
Yeah, why wouldn't you want that sparkling charisma of Adrian Grenier to light up your screen?
Momoa as Aquaman is pretty fucking cool.
It is good. They show a little brief clip of him, and
oh.
He just like it looks like he's holding his breath though underwater,
which is
that
weird.
Doesn't make any sense. Like there's a research sub, and then he immediately attacks it. like, all right,
he's
okay. Overly aggressive. Like they've already seen you.
That's pretty awesome. And so it's a different movie Flash. And then Cyborg, to make sure you get a black person, right?
You gotta get a black person.
Well, is that... it feels like that's what that would be.
I think Cyborg has traditionally, like, the last... like, in the Justice League cartoons.
Oh, right. I'm thinking cartoons.
He's a Teen Titan.
He's a Teen Titan, for sure. That I know. And I can't believe they're not making a Teen Titans movie. With Chris O'Donnell as Robin.
Right. The world is screaming for it.
Iron Man, fantastic movie.
Great.
The first Iron Man was so good.
Robert Downey Jr., it was his comeback.
Right. And I think that's the other thing that that people are... like, Marvel is doing very well, but they did get a insanely good actor to kind of...
totally charismatic.
...anchor everything. Like, and amazing casting. Like, Tony...
yeah.
He is Tony Stark.
Yeah.
He's fallen from grace. He's
yeah.
an alcoholic. Like, everything about RDJ lines up with Tony Stark.
RDJ.
They sort of look the same, you know?
Sure, they got weird beards.
Yeah, and it's like they just... he fit. And he was so good at them. And I think Favreau wrote and directed it, maybe.
I
or
think
just
so.
Directed it, at least.
Something.
He did wonderful.
It was great.
That movie was so fun. Iron Man 2... pretty fun. Less
fine.
Yeah. That's Whiplash, right?
That's Whiplash and Sam Rockwell when he has orange
that's the
tanning
best.
Cream
he has
on
the bronzer
his
on his hands. That's a great little detail, but not a great movie. Iron Man 3.
I love Iron Man 3.
Love Iron Man
that's
3.
That's my favorite of all the three.
Yeah, that's a Shane Black one.
I know. And well, where else is there like an assault on a mansion where there's henchmen with machine guns in a mansion? Like that's an 80s movie.
Right.
I love it.
That's what I liked about it is that it felt like that. And you got to see all the different Iron Man suits, which was cool.
And that Air Force One rescue was legitimately exciting.
Right. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. That was
it's
awesome.
So, because they really did just throw people... well, they didn't throw people out of a plane, but they, like, you know, had actual skydiving.
Right, right. And that's so fun.
You can tell.
And also, it's got like the most downtime from Iron Man, but doesn't feel like a movie that features a lot of downtime. Also has a friend of the podcast and one of my best friends, Adam Pally, in it, which is a big bonus for me. And one of those
you could nudge people, say, "I know him," when you're watching it.
Ruin the movie for a lot of people. That's my friend.
I saw him get wasted.
He was on my Judaism episode.
Sir.
Sir, please. And why are you wearing a fucking Hulkbuster costume? So then we get a Thor movie, right? Was that the order?
No, I think it was Iron Man and
Cap.
Then Captain America.
Hey, I did not like the first Captain America.
I like the musical number.
See,
playing to type.
Yeah. Stereotypes are not real.
But I think it's just fun.
It was fun and still... Let me.
Tommy
Lee Jones is good in that movie. And I like Chris Evans.
He's great.
Yeah, and like he is kind of wooden, but so is Steve Rogers. Right?
Well, he's like he's from the '40s. Like everyone was wooden back then.
Yeah, he's kind of dorky, and he is like ridiculously handsome.
Oh my god. He's like, are you kidding? They still haven't gotten his hair. Like they're trying to make him blonde,
right?
But they can't quite get it right.
Yeah,
it's like just don't.
What about when he's on the shrunken body in that beginning of that movie? That CGI is really funny too. He's got like that big fucking like it looks like big head mode in like NBA Jam.
Yeah. So some weird.
He's got like
toddler.
A normal sized head on like a little scrawny body. I saw that movie in Brooklyn way back in the day on I ate a big nice edible cookie, and I just did not love Captain America 1.
I saw it at a midnight screening, and that was like one of my last midnight screenings because I was like, I'm just tired.
I have since a friend of the podcast, Ben Rogers, we had this conversation not too long ago. It's like, I don't think I could do midnight movies anymore.
Well, now they do them at 7 p.m. on Thursday.
Right. Now it's like reasonable.
Yeah.
But now that like kind of loses now the movie just opens on a Thursday.
Yeah. Now everything's like Tuesday morning at 10 a.m.
Right.
Well, then Friday's meaningless. Yeah. Time has lost all meaning.
And then are they allowed to say like, you know how much money this movie made its opening weekend, but it was open from Tuesday through Sunday?
Yeah.
Like, how do you do that?
You know, new albums come out on Fridays now.
Do they?
It used to be Tuesdays.
Oh, weird.
They just changed it in like the last year or so.
I have no idea about. I mean, first of all, I haven't been waiting for a new album to come out in 15 years. Like, I haven't been that up on music where I'm like, can't wait for the new blank to come out.
Blank is very good.
Oh, yeah. You're a big blank fan. You like EDM. I don't.
Yeah.
Captain America, I mean, this is not the order these movies came out in, but we talked through Iron Man, so we'll say...
All right.
Winter Soldier. Captain America 2, I think, is one of the best of all of them.
I dare say it might be the best one.
I'm torn between that and the first Avengers, because the first Avengers was... you know what? I think I've solved it. Captain America... Winter Soldier is a better movie, but Avengers I was just more hyped for because it's all the characters.
We've been waiting for that.
And it succeeded, and it pulled
absolutely.
It off. Yeah. But, man, Winter Soldier is a great movie. Some of the best action sequences.
It's great. Not even, like, action for a superhero movie. Just great action.
That elevator fights. Well, I think what happens is that Captain America, his style of fighting is good for movies. Because it's hand-to-hand.
Yeah.
Oh, and so he can do crazy shit because it's like he is still a superhero. Like, he can leap from a building and land on a shield. But sure. He also still has to fist fight.
He doesn't use guns.
Right, he doesn't use guns. He doesn't blast people from a distance.
No.
He doesn't fly like subsonic speeds. He's not like indestructible. So there's this thing to him where you're watching him and it feels like you're watching a Bruce Willis movie or a Van Damme movie or something, but just cranked up, like which I think is the appeal of writing for his action, I feel like.
Sure.
That elevator sequence where he fights the guy who is going to become...
Crossbones. Frank Grillo.
Yeah. Thank God you're here, Mark. when he starts to realize he's about to fight those dudes is such a
it's
fucking
good.
Cool...
If any of you want to get off here.
Yeah.
I want to get off.
I am getting off.
Oh.
Whether I want to or not, I'm getting off at the end of this. Great fight scenes in Winter Soldier. The opening fight is really fun against George St. Pierre, who is a great casting to pick a UFC fighter to be a guy.
Balrog the Leaper, I think is his name.
Yes, I believe you're right. And what an insane, like, what an insane deep cut to have Crossbones and fucking Balrog.
But I love the thing I love about I love that character, the Winter Soldier.
Oh, yeah.
I love, like, the angsty, tragic backstory.
Right. And Sebastian Stan, also a good actor.
And a very good looking man.
Yes.
There's also, I rewatched it last night. There's this, there's when he and like Cap are finally like fighting at the end, and like Cap says, "You know me," and then Bucky just screams, "No!" He just sounds like a brat.
Yeah.
Like, he's just like, he's a little brat.
Like, yeah. He's like, "No!
No!" He's always screaming. And
this movie has Sebastian Stan, Chris Evans, and Scarlett Johansson, who are three of the most attractive people, period.
And Robert Redford in his day.
And Robert Redford still holds up. Like, if you wanted to fuck, like, a catcher's mitt with Donald Trump wig on it, you're in.
Sure, sure. He'll probably tell you about how the rainforest is dying afterwards when you're cuddling.
He's like, "Have you seen The Natural?" It's like, "Shut up, yes. Robert."
That's what I call my taint.
Right. Also love all the Robert Redford stuff in that movie. It's such a fun thing. And
he says Hail Hydra.
Yeah.
And Gary Shandling.
Gary Shandling, R.I.P.
Rest in peace. Not a friend of the podcast.
Not a friend of a friend. I wish he was sure. On the show. Idol of the podcast. I fucking love
He was an idol of the
podcast? Love the Larry Sanders show. It's like one of... Well, idol of the podcast host, I guess I should say. Larry Sanders show is one of my favorite things.
Absolutely.
On TV of all
and
time.
Like, he's in the MCU.
Yes, and he's in the MCU. So many great people are
on
in
the... Falcon.
Is this the first time we see
Falcon?
Yeah,
this is the first time we see Falcon.
Oh, right. Great.
I love Falcon.
Love Falcon. Anthony Mackie, for real. I liked him since I saw Pain and Gain. I thought he was... I mean, he's in a movie with Mark Wahlberg and The Rock and manages to shine.
He out-charismas them?
I don't know if he out-charismas them, but he's really good in that movie. And that's when I started to really like Anthony Mackie.
I never saw Pain and Gain.
No, it's really fun.
It's just Michael Bay.
Too much. I'm a Michael Bay apologist. I mean, Bad Boys 2 Bad Boys are like two of my favorite movies of all time.
Bad Boys 2 is when they destroy an entire Haitian village.
They fight Cuba.
Fight all of Cuba.
Yeah, Cuba. It's five cops from Miami take on Cuban army.
Driving through like the...
They drive through
favelas,
the city of Cuba.
What do you call them?
Favelas? Vuvuzelas.
Vuvuzelas. A factory that makes... Well, if that's the case, I say burn it all.
I think it's called favelas.
Favelas.
And I only know that because of Fast and the Furious.
I only know who's in the Marvel movies. I don't know anything about other cultures.
I don't know anything about reality.
I don't know anything.
Right, and Falcon has a great couple of great lines in Winter Soldier when he says, with Bubba, I was kidnapped flying through. He's like, "I didn't say I was in a plane." It's Ooh. So awesome. It's so... He's a fun hero. He's like a fun hero.
He's great.
And fun powers, and him doing the flying and shooting machine guns is always going to be... I mean, not to sound like the 15-year-old boy that I am, but flying on wings with two Uzis and shooting people is...
I mean, that's a dream. Yeah. Yeah.
And ScarJo is so fucking beautiful.
She's great. They always like struggle with her hair.
Right,
because she shows up first time in Iron Man 2.
Right, and her hair has a great fight sequence in Iron Man 2.
But her wig is awful.
Here we go. God, we should definitely host a movie review show where I'm like, the fight scene in that scene was amazing, but her wig was awful.
It is. It's this like curly-haired monstrosity.
Even looking at her wig.
Well, that's you're better off.
The male gaze over here and not the G-A-Y-Z.
I got it, yeah. The second podcast I've
That's what the name of our show should be called, The Male Gaze.
Yeah.
It's G-A-Y-Z. Yeah. We look at the world through the two most stereotypical, like the most cliche homosexual and the most cliche heterosexual.
You look at her for sex, and I look at just like her appearance.
You judge her appearance, and I'm just like, her pussy's got to be so wet in that.
That look is so tired. Shoulder pads.
The Winter Soldier. Also, a friend of UCB guy, DC Pearson's in that movie, and that was a surprise when I saw it in the theater.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's great.
And he's got a funny little scene. He's the Apple employee genius with the long hair. Yeah.
Yeah.
At the Genius Bar. Such a funny moment. That's such a cool thing to be part of. He's in the MCU.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was on an improv team with someone in the MCU.
Isn't that the dream? You just want to be in the, like, even in, like, would you, like, rather, well, would you take, like, I was a background in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
So I wonder that puts you
in the MCU.
Yeah, I kind of want to be I really wanted to be Froggy if we're going full.
Oh, yeah. I mean Foggy?
Foggy, sorry. Yeah, no, I want to be Froggy. You know, Froggy.
A toad? The toad man?
I want to be the toad man. Froggy Johnson, the DJ. He's in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. You don't really see him a lot. He's on the radio most of the time.
You hear him, mostly.
I wanted to be Foggy. I wanted. I can't believe I just said
You would have been a great Fog, because the current Foggy is awful.
That's my only... Like, I don't... I like the Daredevil show. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
But he...
Nobody likes Foggy. I feel bad for the actor.
Yeah.
Just because I know he's universally hated.
Fulton, he's the slapshot guy from Mighty Ducks.
Oh, I never saw that.
Well, you didn't grow up playing roller hockey, I'm assuming.
I didn't, no. Not at all.
How often does that sentence shouted at you? I bet you didn't grow up playing roller hockey.
A few times a week.
We run in similar circles.
Yeah.
Let's jump over to the Netflix series.
Might as well.
Right? That's not necessarily the cinematic universe, but it's the part same of continuity,
it,
right?
Because they reference like the attack on New York and all.
They rescue the attack of New York, but not 9/11.
Well, no. I guess it's like, is 9/11 overshadowed once there's like a wormhole in space giant salamanders are coming through?
They had superheroes that were able to stop those giant salamanders, but no superhero was able to stop the second plane.
No. Nope.
No one was able to rescue people. What's the excuse? Where were the Marvel people during 9/11?
Yeah, that's why that's what the Sokovia Accord should be about. Where were you on 9/11?
Let's make a drama, like a courtroom drama that takes place in the Supreme Court hearings for superheroes that were not there to help 9/11.
Yeah.
And find out where every New York-based Marvel hero was.
Well, I feel like Spider-Man would get a pass. What's he supposed to... He can't stop a jetliner.
Right, no. He's all the way up in Queens.
Yeah, he can't get down there. He's probably got to get medicine for his aunts. He's spread thin.
With great power comes great responsibility. Just stand back and watch that happen. Watch the ball stretch. Daredevil is pretty fun. I enjoy
when
it.
When it sticks to the action.
Yeah, the action is
the
good.
Second season, I love... He was mostly in the Daredevil suit, I felt like.
Yes, yes. I'm like...
And I love the
six
Punisher.
Six episodes into the second season.
Oh, okay.
The Punisher is great. John Bernthal is awesome.
He's hot.
Yeah, he's a hunk.
He's, right? He's like this wounded, fragile...
I just want to see him kill more, though. It's hard to do like a guy whose thing is that he kills with guns. It's hard to kind of do that as a TV show without feeling like this is uncomfortable. Like, do you think he'll get a spinoff?
No.
Would he pop up again?
I think it might be in season 3.
Oh, that's cool.
They've said I think there's going to be a season 3.
I haven't watched Jessica Jones yet.
I love Jessica Jones.
Yeah, it's good.
I watched it in a weekend. I like that more than Daredevil.
Oh, interesting. I'm pumped for Iron Fist and Power Man Luke Cage.
I'm very excited because Luke Cage is in Jessica Jones.
Oh, awesome. I got to watch
great.
That.
He's got a few like fight scenes.
Oh, fun.
And he's fantastic.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm so excited about that little Defenders, the thing that they're going to make into a
four. Who knows when that's going to be.
Right. Well,
because they keep giving new seasons. Like Jessica Jones got a season 2.
Right. It's almost like they have to wait till at least, I think Iron Fist is going to be the last one to come out. They have to wait till at least the first season of Iron Fist has been out, right?
Yeah.
And then they all start crossing over in their whatever seasons they're
There's
on.
There's still
at
a
that
few
point.
Little, like the Night Nurse like shows up in a lot of them. It's right. Rosario Dawson. Right. Like, all right, well, that's good.
Yeah, okay.
But, come
We're
on.
In the same world.
And like Carrie Ann Moss from Jessica Jones shows up in Daredevil. For just for like a scene though, be like, okay.
Trinity?
Like, she's Trinity. She's wearing sunglasses and a leather.
Dodge this.
she throws her credit card.
The reason, and we're talking about Defenders now, and the reason this whole conversation, the reason I emailed you yesterday out of the blue to see if we could do this was that the Doctor Strange trailer dropped.
Yeah.
So that's the most recent. This is coming out a week from today. So the most recent event in the Marvel Universe, the most recent reveal is the Benedict Cumberbatch Doctor Strange trailer. And it looks great.
I think it looks fun.
It looks wild.
It looks weird. Like, it should be weird.
All right, so I meant to say this before. My big umbrella statement about the Marvel Universe that I think DC is maybe getting wrong, and that I'm hoping Star Wars doesn't get wrong as they create these universes is Marvel, a lot of their movies have started to blend together in a weird way where you're like, I get it, okay.
Well, it's always like a big third act action sequence.
Right. And
like, it's
like,
just kind of like you just check out too much CGI.
Right. But I think what Marvel is doing, and you see it a little bit, especially with these Netflix shows, is like picking the genre based on the character or the story that needs to be told. And if, like, you know, you're going to make Daredevil as like a gritty fist fighting show, you're hoping Iron Fist is more of like a kung fu type show.
Yeah.
Luke Cage is going to be like a gritty brawling type show.
He's going to punch a lot of cops.
Yeah.
That's what they've shown in the stills so far.
Oh, that's awesome.
This podcast is officially no fan of cops. Is that right?
let's get topical here. The black superheroes punching a lot of cops in New York.
I'm excited for that.
I'm excited to see Luke Cage, period. And then it's like the Thor movies feel like the fantasy movies. The Avenger movies are like the big everyone's in there.
The summer.
Yeah. Captain America feels like now the spearhead movie of like this is like where the real – this is where the stories are all set up and stuff. Because Civil War looks like it's going to be –
looks incredible. It looks like Avengers like 2.5.
Right. It looks like Avengers 2.5, but like tackling better subject matter than just like fucking another Ultron
the world's and, gonna and, end the world's Ultron gonna vision.
Yeah, exactly.
Someone pointed out that it's the age of Ultron, but it only really lasts like a weekend.
It is not long at all. No. So that's what I'm hoping that Marvel continues to do, like with making a Doctor Strange movie. I hope it's like based on the trailer, it looks.
Well, I thought
very...
Ant-Man did a good job of that.
And Ant-Man is
Ant-Man, I was like surprised. I was better than I thought it was going
to
be.
I was not excited to see that movie at all.
And I thought it was just like charming.
Yeah, and it was a cute movie. Like
it was just like a fun heist.
Right. And it's all like based on like Ant-Man. He's like not the most powerful superhero.
And like I like the self-awareness about that.
Yes. And that's what I think Marvel's got going on for itself. And I hope it continues. And based on the Doctor Strange trailer, it looks very Inception-esque and trippy. And I'm like, I hope it's super trippy. I mean, they got fucking
Tilda Swinton
with a bald head Asian, maybe.
Well, she's the ancient one. Yeah. I think they'll just call her the ancient one.
And she's fucking doing like Tai Chi and
she punches him into the astral plane.
Which is so cool to see that in the trailer. Yeah. This is so fucking cool.
I didn't love his American accent.
No.
He sounded a little like a weenie.
But he is a weenie doctor.
I guess that's
wizard. True.
Yeah,
yeah. And you're supposed to dislike Stephen Strange pre-Doctor Strange, right?
Yeah, well, he's like arrogant and like these hands can do anything and then he loses them. And
then he has to, instead of his hands, he has to rely on mysticism.
He reads Eat, Pray, Love.
Goes to, he does ayahuasca once.
Yeah, all
and
of a sudden
you never
he's
hear
deep.
The end of it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he starts listening to fish.
He spends a semester in Tibet and now he likes raging.
Now he's got
machine.
Something to teach us.
Stephen Strange is your friend who smokes weed for the first time and is like, you got to expand your mind, man.
Thank you.
All right, Stephen.
Yeah, we've been doing this for 20 years.
And I've got the dead brain cells and lack of motivation to prove it.
Thank you.
I've got the fatty deposits of THC to prove it.
You tell him.
What movies? We skipped all the Thor movies, which I think is like okay.
I like the first one.
I like
when he's the fish out of water.
Because that's the
there's like a fun 20 minutes.
Right, when he eats like a cheeseburger.
He throws I Require More and like he throws a mug across the diner.
Yeah.
In the fakest looking town though.
Oh, that looked like a studio lot.
But like they built a studio lot in Arizona in the desert. It's like, oh, this is just made to be blown up.
Right. This is going to definitely be destroyed.
Yeah.
I did not love Thor 2. That was like a lot.
That's the only Marvel movie I think I've only seen once.
Dark World?
The Dark World. With Malekith? The dark elf?
Yeah, who? Like, there's so many people to not give a shit about in the Thor world.
But that is, like, because, you know, it's all leading up to the Infinity Stones. And that's the ether is, I believe, the reality gem.
Right, it's one of
leading
the gems
up to
that they
Thanos's.
Have. Yeah. Which is
Infinity Gauntlet,
which is pretty exciting that they're. Crazy that they're going this big with their story.
They've said there's going to be like 65 characters in the final Avengers. Well, the
Avengers
Infinity War Part 1 and Part 2. There's a year between
the
releases.
There's a year apart in those two movies, and that's the culmination of everything.
Yes, like the Guardians of the Galaxy will be in there.
That's gonna
I think
be,
Doctor Strange will be in there.
That's going to be fucking crazy. They have all these actors in one movie, no less all of these. Just like the fact, it'll be the first movie that features like...
It's going to look like a Vanity Fair photo shoot.
It's going to cost a fortune, right?
Well, they locked up these people in all their contracts.
Right. But
you just mean craft services?
I'm just talking about...
We can put all those RVs. Yeah. Star movers.
You know how hard it is to find that much gluten-free snacks?
Ugh.
Thor is my least favorite of, but
the
character works
great. In Avengers.
He's so good in Avengers.
It's the same with the Hulk. Like, the Incredible Hulk movies never quite work.
Right, but he's great in the event. Are they going to do a, just a...
I don't think so.
They're not doing just a...
A Hulk movie?
Well,
a
Mark Ruffalo Hulk movie? Because they haven't done
but
one.
He's apparently, Hulk is going to be a big part of Thor Ragnarok.
Oh.
Which has a great director. I forget his name, but he directed What We Do in the Shadows, which I love that movie.
Wait, the dude who, Jermaine Clement's partner, his name is like...
Tyke.
Yeah,
I feel terrible. Again, I only know about the Infinity Stones.
One of the rules of High and Mighty is that we're not allowed to look stuff up during conversation. So, but it is like Takai. It's like a Native American name or something like that.
I think it's New Zealand.
Yeah. Sorry. I meant to say not Native American. I meant to say
Aboriginal?
Maori. Yeah.
No. Oh, Maori. Oh, God.
Either way, love What We Do in the Shadows. Love that it's a comedy director. I mean, the Russo brothers were comedy guys. The guys who did.
But the thing,
Winter
What We
Soldier.
Do in the Shadows, like it looks like a movie. Like it's the guys clearly has a great visual eye.
Right,
so I'm like,
right.
And he knows comedy.
Yes.
I feel like if you could direct comedy, you could direct a lot of things.
Right, because you can just get dialogue right.
Yeah. Like yeah. Adam McKay.
Yeah.
Like the action scenes in Anchorman are like legitimately good.
Right, right. And it's so simple. And that excites me about Thor Ragnarok then. So
I know.
What's supposed to be the premise of Thor Ragnarok?
Well, they kind of tease at it in Age of Ultron when he goes in that pool and he has
right.
a vision.
Yes. Like, so is he going like to be with his...
Asgardians.
Gamma Ray Bill and the squad.
Beta Ray Bill?
Beta Ray Bill. Gamma Ray.
How
sorry.
Dare you?
I'm so sorry.
That now I'm offended.
For the first time.
For the first time.
All that stuff you said about Native Americans and Maoris.
They don't listen to podcasts. I don't know. I think it's like Ragnarok is like tradition. That means like the end of the world.
Right. That's like where people ascend to for battle, right? It's not Valhalla. It's like
it's
the
something.
Ragnarok
yeah.
is the battle that ends the
yeah.
everything.
And I think
yeah.
it's going to be... And like the Hulk is supposed to be like a supporting character.
Oh, that's going to be so cool if Hulk and Thor are fighting alongside each other.
Yeah, that'll be great. I do think Mark Ruffalo is great.
He's so good as Bruce Banner.
As Bruce Banner.
And that's another thing I think, while we're just commending MCU on things that they're pulling off, is that RDJ is great as Tony Stark. Ruffalo is great as Bruce Banner. Captain America is pretty much is Steve Rogers. He doesn't have like
yeah,
but like he's very good like at that role.
He's
as
that
well.
Noble,
right?
Represents like the best of us,
right? There and even what's his name? Clint, Hawkeye.
Clint Barton.
Jeremy Renner. He's even good as, and he's like one of those guys who doesn't have like a real.
Can we talk about the Scarlet Witch? I love the Scarlet Witch.
Her hands.
You watch it. All I do is watch her hands. Her handwork is like she's doing like crazy like formations. It's
yeah,
like
because that's what her power comes from, right? It's like gestures.
Chaos magic.
So
yeah,
man, I'm so happy we're having this conversation.
I'm sure I'm getting lots of stuff wrong.
That's fine. We're not experts. We're just fans.
Right.
Avengers 2. That brings up. Let's talk about Avengers. So when Avengers came out, that was amazing.
It was great. I was so excited. It's like the perfect summer movie.
It was like all these characters that you loved. There was great comedy moments. Great. That Wonder action sequence where
one shot.
Yeah, when it goes from like each superhero to each one doing something different.
But also they're like teaming up. Like Iron Man shoots against the shield, which then radiates out.
Yeah,
and kills,
and
like,
Thor hits a spot with the hammer that the Hulk drives in or whatever. Yeah.
Because that's the great... that's what's like missing. Like watching... I rewatched Age of Ultron last night and then I had just seen Batman v Superman. And like just watching the difference, like they like never team up really in Batman. They never even, Superman doesn't say one word to Wonder Woman the whole movie. But like here, like Avengers, like they're like bickering the whole time. They're like busting each other's balls.
Yeah.
They like, everyone like gets a shot to throw Cap's shield at some point.
Right,
and do
everyone
something
does
with,
something where they blast lightning
they
off
team
it
up
hit
together.
It with the hammer. And that moment when they stand around the drill.
And then the camera.
Most, the only thing, the critique I have about Avengers 2 is it felt a lot like Avengers 1.
Yes.
Which I'm still not complaining about because Avengers 1 was good.
Yeah.
It was a little derivative of Avengers 1. I could care less about Ultron, but James Spader as Ultron was fantastic.
And I love the Vision.
The Vision was so fun.
It took me like 3 viewings though to fully understand, like, wait, how is he alive? Like,
And that's my other critique of Avengers 2 is it's wildly complicated.
It's like an anime almost.
It's like unnecessary complicated. Creating Vision and the...
I think I know how it is though. They get a there's from China, because you got to get China in every movie now, because that's a big market.
Right, right.
But there's these Chinese scientists who have like a 3D printer for bioorganic material.
Right, so they can.
So then Ultron wants to add the reality, the mind gem, which includes part of Ultron, because he is from the reality gem. Like his AI was, they pulled that out of the reality gem. Tony Stark does that in the beginning. But anyways, Ultron from
he
the
reality. He pulls it out of the reality gem by accident.
Yeah, so they add that to the body in the 3D printer. And then Thor hits it with lightning.
Why does he do that in that scene?
Because I think he knows when he had that vision in the pool earlier, he knows like, oh, because he has a vision of Vision.
Yeah.
And he says like, oh, he's the one that can like help. We need him.
Right. So he knows he has to add his. So that's mystical power.
He adds like a little Valhalla lightning.
Right.
So I think it's those combinations is what.
And then
and he's a pure being because he can lift the hammer. He's worthy of the hammer. That's how they know to trust him.
Right. And he. He's got Jarvis.
Part Jarvis
in, and he's
too.
Part Jarvis in him, too. So he makes him British. And that's Paul Bettany. What a great fucking career he's got off of this, where he's.
He's been in
voice
pajamas
acting for
five
movies. He's in like five different movies as a voice. So he gets a. And then now he's just like, all right, cool. We'll just make you Vision.
Yeah.
Which I don't think Vision's actual origin story comes off of Jarvis or anything like that, right?
No, it's Hank Pym.
Yeah. Oh, it's the.
It's Michael Ant-Man. Douglas.
Oh, Michael Douglas's character becomes Vision.
No, he creates him.
Oh, right.
No, he creates Ultron. Oh, God, I don't know now. I think he creates... Hank Pym creates Ultron.
Oh, okay.
And then I forget how Vision shows up in the comics. It's something
whatever.
Dumb.
But so Avengers 2 is a little complicated. Even no worries. Even with their end plan of dropping the island... lifting the island up to the...
Not an island, a section of a
section
Sokovia.
Of the Earth. Yeah, picks up Sokovia to drop it onto
like
Earth.
Another extinction level event. Ultron wants to wipe out...
And reboot or whatever.
And reboot. Well, he wanted to put himself into the Vision body because that was like the pure... Because it had the reality gem in it.
Okay.
He wanted to put himself and be the most powerful.
A lot of great fun moments in Avengers 2. A lot of good...
It really
jokes.
Like gets better. I think like the third act actually worked. That last action sequence actually
it's
worked.
So fun. Because
they also spend so much time like rescuing people.
Right.
Which is like missing from a lot of like these big budget, you know, these big superhero... Like they never do
there's
the hero
pure
part.
Destruction around.
Or they're just fighting.
Had, yeah. Right. There's actually... They're just brawling. And killing people,
and,
but Avengers is like Avengers 2 opens with the winter battle, which is a very fun battle.
That opens with the one shot that you waited for in the first movie, which
is
such a canny move, I think.
Which I think is such a great move to be like, you know, we're gonna do one of these again because people talked about it, and instead we're gonna do it right in the beginning and then fucking get it up from there.
But there's still some great like money. I hate that term money shots, but I think it's gross. But
talking about when Thor is just jizzing on the back of Hulk.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I just don't like the name money shot because why bring capitalism into this?
Yeah, fucking Bernie bros.
Feel the burn. But there's still, I think the action at the end is like really fun because they are like spending time. Captain America, for the most part, is just rescuing.
Which I think is such a you're right. It's completely lost in all these other movies that it's like they have to do hero type stuff.
Yeah, the helicarrier shows up.
Yeah.
With all the life raft, flying life
so
raft.
Fun.
I'm like, there's your ride at Disneyland.
Yeah.
Put me on a life raft.
That'd be like the Transformers style where it's the CGI of the guys, like it's like and then they're jumping on duck and they like put the shield up to protect you and stuff.
Thank you.
Great use of Quicksilver in this movie.
He's great. He died.
Yeah, smart.
Because they kept making it seem like Hawkeye was going to die.
Right.
Because you would meet his family and blah, blah, blah. But then no. It's...
Great sequence when you meet Hawkeye's family. That's such a fun moment. And
Big house. Like
huge house.
That ceilings in that kitchen are twice as higher than they need to be. I don't know if you noticed that. Yeah. That kitchen is too big.
Well, that's how high they need to be for lighting a big budget movie.
It's not a humble farmhouse by any means.
Well, you would assume he makes good coin if he's been working for S.H.I.E.L.D. and is now...
How much do you think he makes, like Hawkeye?
Hawkeye?
$500,000 a year?
He's got to be six figures. He's got to have no expenses, too. They probably pay for all that.
The house?
No, because he would want that off the grid. He wouldn't want the record.
Gotta get
of that.
Off the grid.
Right. And I love that it's fucking Linda Cardellini plays his wife. Like, Marvel's so good at that. I feel
it's
like
the casting.
Is casting someone that's like people are going to be excited to see.
And like, I, yeah, and also the bicker, it all comes, for me, like, the bickering makes everything feel, like, real. That's also, like, in The Force Awakens, they never bicker with each other, which kind of, like, rubs me the wrong, like, I wish, like, you watch the original trilogy, all that's all they're doing.
Like, it's like, all Han
everyone's shitting on Luke in the first movie.
Yeah,
even
yeah.
Leia's like, who is this?
It's true. A couple of great Avengers 2 fun moments is when... they're chopping wood outside, and, Chris Evans, Captain America, has like that huge pile
log.
Of wood.
Yeah. And also he rips one the last log in half.
With his bare hands. You're like, oh, that's so fun.
They always have these weird, like, Tony Stark wears like the weirdest shirts.
Right.
They're like weird Under Armour.
But I think it makes sense because it's like he's one of those guys who's like, I would imagine that's what like Elon Musk wears, because it's like, it's just simply the most comfortable, versatile, and when I put my Iron Man suit on, like, it works, you know, like, I feel like,
yeah,
it's like that millionaire who's not trying to look good, like, it's like,
I'll just buy a $300 workout shirt.
Right, exactly, and like, it's perfect, it's sweat wicking, it's moisture, you can wear it for 48 hours, you know, he's one of those
relax.
Guys.
Relax, buy a Hanes, get over it.
Right.
Chill out. What are you doing in a shirt?
Right. It's like, you know how like you hear that like Mark Zuckerberg wears the same outfit every day for decision fatigue or whatever to prevent
Shut
decision
up.
Fatigue. You're like, slap you in the fucking
Get out of here. Because I'm making so many decisions.
What are some of the money shots from Avengers 2?
Well, it's when they're finally all together fighting and with all like the swarm of in the church thing.
Yes.
And all the robots.
So
are,
good when they all
there's one
up.
Another. There's almost too much going on to see it all the
right.
first time.
They, but they do give you that one eye follow through.
Yeah. Like, then there's also quick close ups of everyone gets like they're almost like posters. Basically.
Yeah. They all got that. They all have that variant cover moment.
Yes.
Where it's like Hawkeye's full drawn bow close up. Scarlet Witch has got like the little
her
shield.
I love the Scarlet. See, something about like the witch, and then Vision's like going like into people, find, like he's using
yeah,
that
he's
power.
Using that, like when he like phases into someone,
and then they all finally him, Vision, Iron Man, and Thor all team up and like blast Ultron at the same time.
Yeah, which is such a fun.
It's
like,
great.
Which I always remember that specific from the Death of Superman comic when the entire Justice League, everyone that can shoot something, is blasting Doomsday.
I always wonder, like, how come they didn't start with that?
What?
Just how come, hey, how come we all don't focus on the main guy first?
Right. Why don't we all just blast him?
It's like in Voltron. Why do they wait to form Voltron?
Right. It's like, are we ever going to fight as just the... someone had a joke the other day that was like, the green Voltron person's like talking to their parents, like, yeah, I fly around in this tiger, but when shit really hits the fan, I become a foot.
Yeah.
It's like, that sounds
Seems like
so,
a downgrade.
Yeah, it's such low stakes thing. Feel bad referencing something I read online without knowing who said it, but whatever.
It's fine.
It's life, man. I'm just the fat Jew. I'm the fat atheist.
You're the fat atheist. People have been saying that for a while.
Yeah, but like not as like a title. They just go, oh, that no. fat atheist.
Yeah.
As I walk by.
The barbecue sauce stained copy of The End of Faith.
Christopher Hitchens. I don't even know. I'm
rest
wrong.
In peace.
R.I.P. to him as well. Did we skip any big movies? Oh, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Love Guardians. That's maybe like the top three for me.
Love Guardians. Here's something. This is where we can really get our Venn diagram of the two of us here. You and your obvious homosexuality, and me and my latent homosexuality.
I'm only masturbating two other men right now. God.
What I'm saying is they cast hunks.
Oh, yeah.
I mean... DC is doing it too. James Carville.
James Carville, the hottest guy ever.
Whatever his name is, Henry Cavill, who is a terrible
But
actor.
He has no charisma. That's the difference. Well, that's right. Zack Snyder.
Right. And but he is
If I was Zack Snyder's wife, I'd be like,
yeah, you're just casting
You're really
hunks.
Into this guy's back.
But excuse me, Chris Pratt is a fucking hunk.
He's a and he's also like a likable hunk. He's
likeable.
Charm.
I'm
funny.
I really love Chris Pratt. I've loved him.
I love him any size. When he's like chunky.
I loved him on Parks and Rec. I loved him in Zero Dark 30. I loved him, and he's like that's when he's a Navy SEAL, a
yes.
small part. But
I've seen it. I understand.
I'm just making sure. then as fucking Star-Lord, he is fucking. Grace, he's so handsome, but recently at the end, he's doing a little too much contouring with his makeup and stuff. Look at his recent MTV Movie Awards.
I only saw his, like, he has new sideburns.
Yeah, he's looking a little,
He's a little too coiffed?
TTH. A little trying too hard.
Oh.
And that loses a lot of Chris Pratt charm in my book.
Well, because he's like a regular slob.
Right.
Who did good.
Yeah. Like, Chris Pratt is who I want to be. Like, I want to know that I'm capable of getting in shape.
I think you are.
Yeah. Maybe I got to Chris Pratt myself. Maybe I should just do Operation Chris Pratt and see what happens to my career.
Well, you should just get cast in a...
I got to get cast lead in a... in a Marvel movie yeah. and know that there's $100 million at the end of it for me. All I got to do is work out.
Maybe
it
could be the new Beast or something.
Well, that's a segment we're going to do in a minute on this, is we're going to find a place for me to be in the Marvel Universe.
Okay, great.
But for let's just talk about Guardians of the Galaxy a little bit more.
Love Rocket, Raccoon.
Love Rocket. Groot, a blast. The fucking Batista, who does...
he seals the movie.
With his lack of understanding irony.
Metaphors.
Yeah, he doesn't do metaphors.
Yeah.
That's such a... And that's what I think they're doing. That movie is not... Doesn't have no stakes because it's funny and goofy. Like, I think that's what's cool. There are a couple of moments in Guardians of the Galaxy that ring untrue and off. Like, when Rocky Raccoon is, like, freaking out about after they've been killed, he's like, they did things to... You know, when he, like, when he has,
he's
like,
drunk,
a...
He's drunk, though.
Is he?
He's drunk.
Okay. He's a...
Sorry, I've seen that movie, like, six times.
And that's because they're like, Cooper, they were bending. Which is crazy.
Which I was prepared not to like, because I'm not a big...
And he's doing an accent.
Yeah, but I love Rocky Raccoon as something... He's a poor, tortured animal, and so, yeah, he gets drunk, and when he gets drunk, he, like, he complains.
Right.
He's cranky. You'd be cranky, too, if you were experimenting
and
on.
Gamora is awesome.
She's good.
Yeah. She's the weak link in that movie. Cause,
yeah.
Yeah.
I feel bad.
You feel bad?
Yeah.
Is it the writing? Because it's a woman character?
Yeah. I guess, well, they don't have... She's fun when they... There's one great shot where it's, like, finally all five of them, they're playing Cherry Bomb.
Yeah.
They're walking through the thing, and, like, it's a great, like, money shot again. But, like, she yawns. Which I think is a great choice.
Right, because she's...
And also, it feels like a James Gunn movie still.
Yes.
Because he did, like, Slither.
Right, right.
He's done a ton of, like, and it has, like, weird...
He has a strange tone to his films.
And it still feels like... I think that... I like that they honor... they don't hire these directors just to be hired guns. Like, you want that flavor.
And I think that's the thing that Marvel is doing right, too. It's like, you're getting... When you find out Kenneth Branagh is directing Thor, you're like... Oh, it could be possibly boring, but it is sort of an epic tale
Shakespearean-esque.
Yeah, and then it's like...
And then there's Kat Dennings.
And Natalie Portman, right? Well, Natalie Portman's in the first
one. Yes.
But not the second one.
I think she isn't. No, she is in the second one.
The
second
one is the one with, like, we got to get all these staves set up.
Right? Yeah. The only thing I remember from the second Thor is, like, there's the final fight is fun because they're, like, jumping through different universes.
Yeah, they're, like, hitting through portals and shooting around. And that's the staves that they've set up that are doing something.
Oh, those giant things.
Yeah.
It's all in London and rainy.
Yeah.
That's what I remember.
Batista in Guardians of the Galaxy, so many fun. I'm so pumped that they're making a second movie.
They've already announced a third.
They're going to do a third Guardians of the Galaxy. And are all these movies supposed to happen before the second
I don't know about Infinity the third War? One. The second one they're shooting right now.
Wow. That's so fucking cool.
And we still have Black Panthers coming out.
All right. So let's talk about what we still have coming out, too. Because I think we've hit on just about all the movies, right? Are we missing anything? We mentioned Ant-Man briefly. I feel like, are we missing any of the...
I think so. I'm no, sure we got someone's all the Iron screaming Man's, right now.
Thor's.
Hulk.
Hulk doesn't have...
The Incredible Hulk. It was Edward Norton.
Oh, so is that part of the MCU?
Yeah, because Robert Downey Jr. shows up in the post-credit scene of that.
Right.
That came out after Iron Man.
Oh, right. I didn't mind that movie.
It's fine.
It's fine. But Mark Ruffalo is the best Bruce Banner.
He's the best.
Here's one of my favorite lines in all of Marvel movies is when he turns to Cap, he goes, "That's the thing. I'm always angry." And he turns and turns into the Hulk for the one punch against the big thing that's flying
the
down.
Big flying salamander.
Yeah. I just love that moment. It's like, that's the thing. I'm always angry. Like, that's such a funny, like, not a funny, but really interesting idea. And it's a funny, cool line in that moment, but overall, it's a really cool character
trait.
So
you think they're saying he could turn into the Hulk at any time?
He's saying that he is
always.
He's always pissed, and he's just controlling it most of the time. And I think that's such a fucking cool... But just also the fact that he's so... It's like an action movie. It's like a Western.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I'm not afraid of anyone. Turn around. I'm the Hulk punching someone. So fucking cool. Oh, and I remembered what the team up in that one is. Hulk grabs a big piece of metal, smashes
it into
the side, and then Thor comes down and hammers it in like a nail.
It's great.
Yeah. And in Avengers 2, all the hammer jokes are so funny.
Oh, when there's Captain that whole America, great fun scene when yeah, they're trying
when
to...
when Captain America budges it,
yeah.
And you see Thor kind of get like a little stressed out. Yeah, yeah, that's really fun.
That's great.
Oh, and Rhodesy. We haven't talked about
War Machine.
War Machine, yeah.
Don Cheadle's great.
Don Cheadle is great. He's so fun. And he's going to be a decent part of Civil War, I'm assuming.
I think so. Oh, you know what I liked about... A lot of people don't love Age of Ultron, I feel like. But I like how when the Vision shows up, everyone is constantly going... What is that? Yeah. Everyone's still could. Everyone in the movie is also confused,
right? Right.
About like, huh?
Yeah.
Like War Machine sees the Vision fly by and he goes, "What?" Yeah.
It's true, and that's what they're doing right. They're like, they know that their shit that they're doing is fucking.
Because you
weird.
Have to acknowledge the weirdness of it, but still have fun and like not make everything. Because a lot of problems with like superhero, they try to be. There's nothing more immature than trying to be so adult, right, trying to right. prove how mature you are. Mm-hmm. Like that just comes off like childish.
We have some of those moments in Captain America: Winter Soldier. Where I think they're doing it right with like a little bit of a kid glove, being like surveillance state. You know, like
yeah,
they're
yeah.
kind of making some minor commentary, which is fun because it's like the point of view is of a guy. Who was frozen for 60
right.
years.
And but the emotions, like, the characters aren't, like, being so dour and glum.
Right, brooding
and,
about, like, the yeah, world's no one's gonna end.
I have this burden, these powers. Right, shut right, up. Right, yeah. I'm sick of those.
That's actually kind of why Spider-Man started to annoy me after a while. It was, like, a lot of, like, being Spider-Man was getting in the way of his real life, which I could not give a fuck about.
Well, see, that's why I love Spider-Man. Because it's the whole with great power. Because, like, Spider-Man is the best superhero, I think. Because he is still, he has his responsibility, he truly does have this responsibility because he has these gifts.
Yeah.
But he also has, he gets no thanks, he'll never be thanked for it. Everyone's mad at him.
Right, right, right.
He has to take care of his aunt, he has all these other responsibilities.
True, okay.
But he still has to do the right thing. And he doesn't have any of like Bruce Wayne's resources, or he has none of the resources. He's still a kid.
Right, okay, he does somehow still a kid.
Somehow still, but he does it because it's the right thing to do. Right. And like, so it's the responsibility. And like, that's why I like Peter Parker. I think.
Yeah, Peter Parker is really, I like the comics, but the movies I think are, they're a little, I mean.
Spider-Man
also,
2 was the best one.
Spider-Man 2
with,
was
with
so
Tobey Maguire. That yeah, yeah. Subway, when he saves the subway car and it gets a little heavy handed with the Christ pose and everything. Right. But when all the like New Yorkers like, he's just a kid. Yeah. But then I also like, you'll have to get through us. And then Dr. Octopus immediately like breaks all their necks.
So,
well, that was easy.
Well, that's fair. You are a supervillain and we are just yeah. fucking construction workers running late to work.
But that's why I like Spider-Man, because he does the right thing even though no one ever thanks him. That's why in the comics he would like save someone.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you fucking messed up my
you
balcony.
My hot dog. Yeah.
Yeah. Piece of shit.
Hey, I was supposed to go to the 7 train, not the F train. Come on, motherfucker. Just New Yorkers hate everything. They're always just complaining about everything. Oh, this fucking spider guy wrinkled my whole shirt. I got to go home and change now.
But Spider-Man's in Civil War.
Which is...
And I've heard he's very chatty, which I'm very excited for, because he's a smartass.
Right.
Which they've never also, they've never quite
nailed.
They've
never gotten that right, really.
And I'm so excited for a smartass, because that's my
so,
smartass.
They are allowed to have Spider-Man, but they're not allowed to do a Spider-Man movie.
They are doing a Spider-Man movie.
In the Marvel Universe.
Yes. It's called Spider-Man Homecoming.
Oh, wait. So that movie is in the MCU, not
yes.
Sony? Oh, so they got it from Sony, is what we're saying.
Well, it's like a co-production, I believe. Okay. But so, that's why it's called Homecoming. It's like, because he's home now.
Oh, interesting. Cool. Actually, I know John Watts, the director.
Really?
Yeah, I was in a movie, an indie that he wrote, and he's a very cool guy. I'm very excited.
He did that Cop Car.
Yeah.
Are you in that?
No, I'm not in that.
Oh, it's a different one.
I'm in a way shittier, way less successful
okay.
indie of his.
Great.
But that's so exciting.
I know. I can't wait. And then the Phil Lord and Chris Miller guys are doing an animated Spider-Man movie that comes out in 2 years.
No way.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome. And they're doing Lego Batman.
And also the Han Solo
movie. And
they're
doing
the
Han Solo solo movie. And they're saying it might be the guy from Hail Caesar. The little...
Yeah, I never saw that, though.
Oh, he's really good in the movie. I don't know much about this guy.
You think he'd be Han Solo?
I think he could be a young Han Solo. He was very charming in this movie.
Great.
Yeah. I think you should... I didn't love Hail Caesar, but that kid is very good in it.
All right.
So let's talk. So we have the Civil War trailer.
Yes.
Which is coming out soon.
May 5th.
May 5th, right? And we got Black Panther is revealed to be in this movie.
I can't wait to see Black Panther.
I
want to
so
see Wakanda. Like,
yeah.
I want to see.
We're getting a Black Panther movie.
We are. The guy who did Creed. Ryan Coogler.
Yeah, Ryan Coogler. And written by, I forget who. Oh, it, not Tahai Nehisi Coates. He's writing the comics.
He is.
Yeah, which is cool.
Supposed to be great.
Yeah. But seeing Black Panther pull Captain America's shield
down.
Oh,
it's so good.
So what's the Civil War storyline again?
It's something about, like, we need to be, Tony Stark's like, we need to be watched over. And Captain America's like, no, we don't.
Yeah, it's more like they need to super, like, they want to do, like, a mutant super
registry. Well, because in the comic Civil War thing is like a superhero registration act.
Right.
Or if you're like super powered or like a vigilante, you have to register with the government.
Right.
And but they're saying that violates our privacy and that puts our family at risk.
Some people don't want to just, they just want to keep their powers a secret and not deal with it.
Yeah.
That's arguably like a Muslim registry or something like that, right?
Hello, Ted Cruz.
And so then they kind of split. The Avengers split.
Yeah.
And so Captain America and his boys are the, like, but whose side are you on, like, in that?
It's Captain America.
You got to be on Captain America.
It's his movie.
Right.
He's going to win.
So are we going to, is Iron Man, like, I can't imagine how they do this movie. Like,
I think this sets up phase three.
Yeah. How do you like Iron Man at the end of this movie?
I don't know. I guess you understand where he's coming from.
Right. You have, I guess once the then.
He's been drinking the whole time.
Yeah. Then when Thanos comes, you're like, oh, guys.
We got bigger. The White Walkers are here.
Yeah,
we got
exactly. bigger it's fish Game to of fry. Thrones. It's like, all right, enough quabbling. Death is upon us. Yeah.
Well, isn't that what's happening in America and the whole world?
Yes.
With global warming?
We're all
quibbling over these nonsense things. Meanwhile,
I'm not baking a cake for any gay people. Well, I'm not letting Mexicans into our country.
Meanwhile, Florida's disappeared.
We got 150 years left here. Kids.
Yeah, good. There's no more bees, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, and there's Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Ant-Man and the Wasp are in this. That's which is...
No, that's the next, another movie.
Oh, that's another movie. But they're also in Civil
Ant-Man
War. Ant-Man is in Civil War. I would imagine we see Evangeline Lilly.
Captain American's side is Captain America, Falcon. Ant-Man, Falcon, Scarlet Witch.
I can't tell who's on what side Black Widow's on. I think she's on
Iron Man's,
She's on Iron Man's side.
Which is, that's a real wedge.
Yeah, because
she's always, they've always like had each other's back.
Right, and also she is like formerly she's like been destroyed by our government previously.
Too, maybe, yeah. You know, right. S.H.I.E.L.D. Right. And then Russia.
Right,
she
exactly.
She was like brainwashed.
And who's on, and then Iron Man's side.
He's got the Vision, Black Panther, War Machine.
How are they going to do, if you have Vision on your team, how do you
lose?
Yeah.
Like, he'll just, like, put his hands inside of you and remove your heart.
Right. Well, that's the thing about Vision. Vision is, like, that Superman-esque thing where it's, like, he's a touch too powerful, right? Like, they set him up. He's, like, he's got the powers of three.
But they do have Scarlet Witch.
Whose powers are, like, weirdly unlimited.
Yeah.
Because, like, unexplainable. Like, you don't know what the depth of her
is. She's weird, as they call her in Age of Ultron.
Right. I love, because it's like her powers are outside of their world.
Reality.
Everyone else's powers are at least from a mutation or a...
An arc reactor.
Right, exactly. Or, like, an injection. And Black Panther is mystical, too, right? His power is from,
I
like...
I don't think so. Is he?
I thought he's like a Wakanda spirit blessed him and made him, like, the
is that
defender
what it
of
is?
His people.
That's something what I like thought. That. I thought it was just a title.
Oh, I wonder.
He is the leader.
Yeah,
of his people.
I thought it was like he got like the power of.
I mean, that makes sense. Yeah,
it would make sense because he seems to have super strength and speed.
If he can lift down the, if he can push down that shield.
Oh, I'm so pumped for this movie, dude! That's so exciting. That's so soon. What other? What? And so then we have a Black Panther standalone movie. We said we have the Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange is next November after Civil War, and then I think it's Black. Then Thor Ragnarok, Black Panther, Captain Marvel.
Which is...
They haven't said who that is yet.
But they've said that The Rock is Black Adam, though, right?
That's DC.
Oh, that's right. Oh. That's their cap. That's Shazam.
That's Shazam, yeah.
Right. Oh, motherfucker. They got to get The Rock in the Marvel universe.
Yeah, he chose the wrong side.
Yeah, idiot. I mean, he's in the Fast and the Furious movies, which is a better... better than Marvel universe anyway.
No, it's not.
I'm kidding.
That last one's fine.
It's better than
the last one's good, but that Fast Furious 7, was that the last one?
Yeah.
The last action scene goes on too long.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's like 20 minutes, and at night.
And it's driving, and it's like, the fact that they go, we gotta take, I'm gonna do a Fast and the Furious episode of this show too, don't worry.
That'd be good.
But I love that they're like, we'll take the fight to where we're at home in LA. It's like, wait, you're gonna let them fly choppers and shoot up your home city?
Yeah.
Fight them out here in the desert.
Yeah.
Save your country.
We're going to Boyle Heights.
Oh, fuck, hey. I'm stuck on the 101. Just machine gun sprays them down.
First gentrification, now this.
And then from there, we get Guardians of the Galaxy 2 is down the line.
Spider-Man Homecoming.
With hopefully Michael Keaton, which is so exciting.
Yeah, then Avengers Infinity War Part 1, and then Oh, and I think Captain Marvel's in between those.
Oh.
And then Infinity War Part 2. And then an Inhumans movie.
Which is crazy.
I love the Inhumans. That's what they're setting up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. They've been talking about Inhumans.
Oh, I haven't been watching Agents
Neither
of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Have
is
I.
it worth it at all?
No.
No. Just watch the Netflix shows, right?
I like the Netflix shows a lot. But the Inhumans are... I love Black Bolt. He's one of my favorite superheroes.
That's the old Kirby book, right?
Yeah, that's the real wacky, weird...
Yeah, that's like...
They're all crazy powers. They live on the blue part of the moon. Attilan, I think, is like...
Which I love. I love that shit. We kind of briefly talked about this before we went on the podcast, but all that 60s, like... Very clearly drug influence, like Doctor Strange, Adam Warlock, where there's just like it's like he's spewing like Aleister Crowley like ideas as he's like transmogrifying the spirit of animals into whatever, you know. It's like, oh, he's like this you just did acid and wrote what you felt.
Cracked open the colored pencils and called it a day.
All right, let's on the way out of here. Let's cast ourselves in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I am an actor with almost no skills and no credits or no heat, but I would love to be in the Marvel Universe. Where could, and knowing what I look like or could potentially portray, who could I get? And Foggy's taken.
Foggy's taken.
Foggy was my chance. New York accent allowed. Like, I could have, like...
Boorish. Abrasive.
Kind of annoying. Scene stealing.
Yeah. Maybe you could get, like, Doctor Strange his weed.
Yeah. All right, so we're not even picking superheroes now. We're just picking the U5 guy I can be.
There you go, Steve.
Hey, Steve.
You read all these books?
Oh, man. Maybe I should get sucked in. I could play with some serious heads up and training. Maybe Hercules, if they ever get to...
That'd be good.
Because I really like that superhero.
I feel like you'd have to be British, though, or something.
Oh, right, because it's like the...
You'd be a great Hercules, though.
I could sell that.
Or like Wendigo Lobo? From Alpha Flight.
Oh, yeah. Wendigo.
I think Beast.
Beast would be great. I could. That would be really fun to play Beast as like a hipster scientist, like a fat hipster scientist.
Yeah.
Beast. Lobo is DC Universe. No.
Yeah. Lobo's DC.
What about Strong Guy?
Or Wonder Man?
Oh, Wonder Man is a great
because
he's an actor too. Yeah, and he's like a douchebag.
He wants all the attention.
Yeah, like that would be like if I was in the DC Universe, I'd want to play Plastic Man so bad.
Oh sure.
Yeah, but if I'm gonna be in the Marvel Universe, I think that's
you
good.
Ben Grimm, the Thing.
Oh yeah, I could be Ben Grimm. Fuck, dude.
He's Jewish.
Oh, never mind. One thing I won't do. Oh no, I've sold my soul on like fucking way worse projects. I'm like, I'm sorry, Ben Grimm has to be Italian. He used to be a good Italian Catholic kid from Queens. Oh man, what about yourself? Who
I don't know.
Reed Richards?
No, I'd be interested in Sue. She'll be the Invisible Woman, all right.
Let's make that series where Reed Richards is gay and she's only invisible, like,
to him.
Figuratively.
Yeah.
Everyone can see me, Reed, except you. I'm working on my projects.
Project Runways.
I'm almost done with season 5. That's really fun.
I'd want to be like Jarvis or like a butler.
Yeah,
you know what
I mean?
That's a fun
role.
Or like I'd like to be Forge from the X-Men. Remember him?
Oh,
he can like make anything.
Oh, right. And he's like in Bishop's crew. Oh, I would like to play Bishop, but he's like black or Native American.
He is like black.
Yeah, he's like black. He's dark skinned.
He's from the future. Cable.
I couldn't play Cable either.
They want to get that guy. That guy from Avatar wants to do it. Stephen Lang, the guy, the military guy.
Oh, with the white hair?
Yeah.
Oh, great casting, of course. But he's just picking that solely based on his hair. He doesn't want to change his hair.
No, he doesn't want to have to
He doesn't
die.
Want to go just for men.
No. He refuses.
All right, and then let's do one last game. Who is the most fuckable? Because my gay for a day list includes like 3 people from the Marvel Universe.
Yeah. Because
Chris Hemsworth is up, like, him and Tom Hardy are like in my top tiers.
Oh, Tom Hardy would be my number one.
Yeah, but Tom Hardy's like my number one.
Too. Yeah. He likes dogs. I follow a Tumblr that's just
him just like he like goes to animal shelters and like hangs out with dogs when he's in
the
town.
Best yeah. guy.
And he's a hunk and he's like pansexual. He's like slightly open about being pansexual or
but he's
formally.
Also like acerbic. You know yeah. what I mean? He's like kind of a dick.
He's kind of a dick. He has jacked, little patience. But he's like a Renaissance man actor. Yeah, like, yeah he's great. He's in great movies.
He's in great shape.
He's in great shape. Great traps. And in Bronson, you get to see his dong.
Finally. I would say Chris Pratt, maybe number
Chris
one.
Chris Pratt, yeah. Hard for me to choose him because I want to be him more than I want to be with him. And also, my wife is like a tiny, outspoken blonde, so I kind of feel like a weird parallel to him and Anna Faris, you know? Like,
well, you're not blonde, though.
No, right. I don't have the same hair color as him.
So you deviate there, at least.
Yeah, I'd still fuck Chris Pratt. I mean, I would still fuck Chris Pratt, but...
Would you want a top or bottom? Both? You don't have to choose.
I'm not sure.
The body's a wonderland.
Because I don't know what I'm into yet. I mean, I've obviously never done either of those, but...
You fucked a puppy. You fucked an orifice before.
Yeah. I fucked...
Have you ever had anything up your butt?
Like my fingers and, you know...
Well, that's how it starts.
A hand? Not a hand. a handful of other people's fingers.
A handful of other people's fingers at one time? Like a bouquet?
I've had some stimulation in the back.
All right.
It works. It's fun. I mean, it does. I'm telling you.
I'll check it out, I guess. I don't know. It sounds kind of gay.
This is starting to get a little too revealing for even me on this podcast. Yeah, I hit a couple.
There's nothing intrinsically. That's not gay.
No, it's not.
Gay is wanting to be like, oh, I want to have sex with a man.
I want a guy specifically to do that to
yeah.
me. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, especially if you're like, you're just sucking like a detached dick, like a dick.
Yeah,
like,
it's just not a thing.
It's just a thing you're sucking.
Mm-hmm. It's not a person.
But I think Chris Hemsworth, Chris Evans.
All the Chrises.
They
got those three Chrises.
Oh, who's the third? Oh, Chris Pratt.
Pratt, Evans, and Hemsworth.
Oh, those are three great Chrises.
Hemsworth
is for real. Like, as Thor specifically, he has to leave. Like, his arms are so fucking beefy, I want to just be hugging.
It's incredible. I mean, he has, like, no waist. There's that shot in Avengers when Chris Evans is hitting the punching bag and you see him from behind in the sweatpants.
Yeah.
My God.
And apparently Hemsworth, yeah, he has like two other huge, giant, jacked, handsome Australian brothers.
Too. Oh, there's Liam.
There's Liam, who we know from Hunger Games and stuff. But then there's a third brother who's like an Australian soap star. And he's just like an older, sort of like even slightly more rugged looking one. Fucking great genes over there.
Great genes.
Did we leave off any dudes? I mean, Mark Ruffalo, of course, is handsome.
Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd is cute, a cute little button.
Oh, and Mark Ruffalo is very hot.
Yeah, he doesn't exude hunk, but he's very handsome.
No, he's
yeah.
a total hunk.
And
don't think he exudes hunk?
He exudes a brooding chest, sexy. Oh yeah, maybe
he comes out of the shower in Age of Ultron.
Oh yeah, he is really
Dewey.
Hot. He's really hot in Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind with his glasses, and he's dancing.
You can see my internal sunshine.
Internal sunshine. Internal spot.
Internal
warning,
cum shine.
Just a few spots. All right, now, of course, we've listed all the men. As any regular listener of High and Mighty knows,
You
want to list the chicks?
The two women?
Yeah, right. Who do you want to fuck more? Scarlet Witch or... and they both have similar names.
Black Widow.
Black Widow with scarlet-colored hair.
One's a witch, one's a widow.
The only chicks allowed in. Although, who is the female from the Thor universe?
Natalie Portman.
No,
Sif?
Sif, yeah. Who is she?
She's Sif.
But who's the actress? It's not Evangeline Lilly, is it?
No, Jane's. Oh, yeah, Wasp.
Yeah, but I think Sif is pretty dope, too.
She's great.
A female in armor is always going to get Gabrus going, get Uncle Gabrus'.
Ever since Xena.
Ever since... Oh, dude, I can't wait for
Were
fucking...
you attracted to Xena?
Hell yeah.
Yeah? Was Hell she, yeah. like, considered, like, sexy?
I don't know, but I think she was to me, because, like, that's my world of, like, swords and...
So I thought she was, like, campy fun, but in my... Well, I never knew if, like...
She's a giant, busty Australian that wields, like, a weapon. Yeah. But I guess I didn't know this when I was watching it, but Xena's very much, like, a lesbian. Like,
well, it's her and her friend, the right?
Right, yeah.
What's
her
like, name?
Never really said, but she's a warrior princess. Like, that's really fun.
Sure.
Now I'm going to go back and rewatch it. Mark, we're coming to the end here, bud. We've done the guys we want to fuck on Mark. Like, Classic. This is a very good Rennie Gabrus conversation. Comic books great. And guys we want to bone. Two topics that come up often.
And we asked about your sexual peccadilloes.
Yeah, and I think I briefly revealed some things I've done.
I managed to make you uncomfortable. Now you know how all the women feel you've ever interacted with.
Very few, as listeners of the podcast
true.
Know. Trying to get chicks on the podcast.
You got to get some chicks on
Stop
the podcast.
Stop saying chicks, Stop and saying they might come on.
Step one.
I need some more trim on this podcast.
Yeah. If you guys know any vagges.
Do you know any vagges that like to talk about the bullshit I like to talk about, besides Betsy Sidaro?
Low-cut tops.
Mark, Where can people find you on the internet if they want to tweet all the shit we said wrong or their opinions about what guys they want to fuck?
It's just Mark Rennie.
At Mark Rennie on Twitter. Tweet at us with who you think the most fuckable person in the MCU is.
Yeah.
I'm at John Gabrus as always. Mark, anything you want to plug? Anything people should look
for? Oh, check I out? Have a show at UCB on May 8th. It's right. called Those Magnificent Moms
Those
Live.
Those Magnificent Moms Live.
It's comedians performing with their actual mothers.
Oh,
because
it's
mother's
the Mother's Day special.
Betsy's performing with her mom.
Oh,
Drew Tarver's doing a bit with his mom. Jess McKenna's doing a thing.
Their moms are all in town?
A lot of them are flying in just to do this show.
Oh, fuck, man.
It's on actual month, 7:30 at Franklin.
That's so exciting.
I'm very excited.
And I've been in a previous Magnificent
you have.
Mom show. It's a very fun show. It's a blast. Sold out. So get your tickets now. And what am I going to say here? Oh, also, don't forget to follow me on Twitter, at John Gabrus, at Mark Rennie. T-shirts forthcoming, guys. So there's going to be some high and mighty t-shirts coming out and some joke t-shirts. I'll tell you when that store launches. The new logo is out. Let me know what you think about the new high and mighty logo. Download Fourth Man Out on iTunes and watch that movie. I'm in that. And that's about all I've got going on, people. Keep listening to... Oh, comment, rate me 5 stars and roast me in the comments and we'll read it on the show. This has been way too long talking about Marvel. Mark, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
All right, see you later, shitheads. Fuckboy out.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.